Well, the federal government has just announced a freeze on funding for private colleges next year. This is all part of a major overhaul of the training sector. And the move aims to address the concerns of widespread rorting of the Vocational Education and Training Fee Help Scheme, the hands of unethical providers. There's been a lot about this lately in the news. And under this crackdown, the government will now cap loan payments for private colleges at this year's level, 2015 levels, and stop payments to providers that it has some concerns about. The changes will come into effect next year before a new funding model is devised and kicks off in 2017. Rod Camm is the CEO of the Australian Council for Private Education and Training. Rod, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
The Minister, Luke Hartsucker, says the interim measures will protect students and taxpayers. Do you welcome these changes?
Look, there's no question that we welcome the direction of the changes. We've been calling for these types of reforms for more than a year. There's a couple of them that we think the government could have even improved on. For example, the one you've introduced regarding the freezing of payments. What our worry is there is we've got some fantastic colleges in this country doing great training, great outcomes, great job outcomes, but we've of course got these other providers that are doing a very poor thing, and their funding is essentially capped at the same level. We would like them to be significantly reduced.
Okay, well, let's deal with that, because you say you've been calling for some of these changes. Which changes have you been calling for?
We've certainly been calling for a better program design. What that means is we wanted government to be managing these contracts with providers, so monitoring enrolments, monitoring outcomes, monitoring significant growth, and bringing providers to the table when their problems are exposed.
Isn't some of that your job? You're the CEO of the Australian Council for Private Education and Training. Are you doing that monitoring?
We certainly monitor the behaviour and ethics of providers, but of course when funding is government funded like this particular program, the people with the data are the funders, so that's government. We're certainly pleased to play a role. We also want a training ombudsman to make sure that students have got a direct line of sight when problems are experienced.
Okay, for now, the government has announced this move, which is quite a radical move, to freeze or to cap loan payments at this year's level. As you say, that's going to be an unfair burden on those colleges that are doing the right thing and getting good results. But do you accept the government, it is time to take stock? There's a lot of taxpayers' money at stake here and some very unscrupulous practices in this sector.
Look, there is no question at all. There's no question that it's time. There's no question that government has to implement some very significant changes. And there's no question that they have to be supported both by the industry but by the regulators as well.
Now, one of the things the government's going to implement in the short term is that the colleges will only be paid on actual student numbers rather than their enrolment estimates. Does that make much of a difference in your view? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, we're happy with that. I think most government funding programs are funded based on actual enrolments. I think it's just about, you know, getting that particular part of the program sorted. But that seems to be absolutely defensible.
The modelling by the Grattan Institute estimates that 40% of the student loans from this sector will never be repaid because their incomes will never reach the repayment threshold of around $53,000. Is there an argument for private colleges to reduce their fees or limit their fees for a lot of the vocational courses that will never win students a highly paid career?
Yeah, look, I think there's no question that what we've seen in the last year or so is that students aren't sensitive to price. So we've seen prices going up and enrolments still increasing. So certainly we think...
Well, they're not sensitive to price because of the loan scheme.
No, that's correct. That's exactly my point. So you're right. I think there has to be downward pressure on price. There has to be a fair price for a fair qualification. And whilst we should be proud of parts of the program because it can reach out to students that could possibly have not afforded tertiary education previously, we also have to be absolutely mindful of their capacity to pay.
And what about these unscrupulous practices of, you know, encouraging students to sign up with iPads and iPods and things like that, in the full knowledge they don't have the capacity to do the course?
Look, it's an outrage. Certainly government has already implemented changes to stop that. There's some evidence around that it hasn't completely stopped. We applaud the ACCC are buying into this discussion. We want strong action against providers who aren't doing the right thing.
So while this is all going on, the government's frozen your fees and all of that, but there was a proposal that the government was going to extend government subsidy per capita funding to private colleges, to this sector. It's a lucky escape, really. We haven't done that, given what's been unveiled now of what's been going on in this sector, isn't it?
Look, I think if you look at the changes that have been introduced yesterday, it gives you a sight of exactly what's gone wrong here. Look, it's stunning that government has to implement legislative reform this late on a $3 billion program to give them the capacity to freeze payments, to give them the capacity to intervene and investigate providers. And what you've seen in that environment is providers with no educational history coming into the system with a gold pass, letting students down abysmally, growing significant revenues without any outcomes. Now, of course, it's certainly our argument, it's my experience, that it's only at the minor end of the sector that this is happening, but that doesn't matter. There might be 20% of providers, might only be 10% of providers, but it still doesn't matter. We need to make sure that we absolutely hit this on the head.
Yeah, thank you very much for joining us, Rod Cam.
No worries, Fran.
Rod Cam is the CEO of the Australian Council for Private Education and Training. I don't know how minor all this is. There's billions of dollars, I think, that will never be repaid. And a lot of that is because the wrong people have been encouraged and enlisted into these courses.